call following the adoption of the draft constitution in March is that young women should take the challenge and get involved in politics. Activists and organizations such as WIPSU say young women should not miss the chance to get involved in the country's political processes. Guest speaker at the launch of the campaign, held at a local hotel last night, Women's Affairs Minister Olivia Mchena said activists should educate the electorate on why it is important to have more women in decision-making positions.
You have already heard that as part of our international obligations, we signed the CEDAW, we have ratified the SADC protocol and the other AU protocols. We need to deliver. Because every year, when we go for the AU summit, there is a recording of how each country is performing.
Mchena said women politicians should also take time to educate their constituencies on the electoral systems in the country, adding women should not be intimidated.
It's our constitutional right. I've heard that there are some men who are saying, Amane nyusikiste, zvakwa naikoko, musauye kuti manikidza kuno, kwete, hazvizirizvo. Hazvizirizvo zviri muconstitution, know your constitution. You are entitled to stand wherever you want if you qualify.
Sen Beatrice Beata Nyampinga emphasized the importance of having more women in decision-making positions, adding women should this time around vote for fellow women irregardless of their political affiliation.
We stand in unison as women across different political divides during this process, and we need to keep the momentum of encouraging all eligible women to register as voters and also to participate as candidates who will be voted for by their fellow women.
WIPSU says it decided to embark on the Vote for a Woman campaign because the numbers of women in parliament had declined drastically over the years. The organization says it exists to strengthen democracy and governance practices in Zimbabwe through the effective participation of women elected into political office and women as political constituents. The WIPSU launch was attended by women parliamentarians from across the political divide, representatives from the women's organizations, male politicians, and senior government officials. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Mavis Kama in Harare.